Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God is so good. This is Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray, and prayer is first. Hallelujah. Oh, it's been a time, and it's been a roller coaster ride since we last got together. But I can say God is good, and there's none like our God. Our God does work miracles. Our God is a miracle worker. Our God is a mighty warrior. Our God is a comforter. Our God is our peace. Our God is our joy. Oh, my God. Our God make ways out of no way. Our God, oh, my Lord, we thank you this morning. I'm here to tell you, oh, there may be many afflictions of the righteous, but it is the Lord God himself that delivers out of them. Oh, my God, we truly can depend on him. He has shown himself to me. Oh, he has shown himself mighty. Oh, my God. And this weekend, we had a mighty service. A mighty, mighty service. Two very powerful men of God brought a very powerful message, and still feasting on that. So I am so encouraged this morning, glad to be sitting here, glad to be able to share and encourage someone this morning that God is good, that he's mindful of us, that he cares for us, even when we go through some of the hardest times in our lives, he is there. Jesus said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And I am standing here, sitting here, waving my hand, saying, yeah, Lord, it is true. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't care what it looked like. He's there. You can call on him. And he'll hear you when you call. And not only that, he'll respond. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, again, we changed our time up a little this morning. And I pray that you're having a wonderful morning already. Before the rooster crow, you're praising God, giving him his due, blessing his most holy name. And that is on this side, because there are some of my brothers and sisters, the day is well spent. Hallelujah. And on this side, the Eastern Standard Time, the day has not begun. Hallelujah. But every opportunity we have to give God glory, it is a privilege and an honor. Hallelujah. Our God is so good. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Glory. So we're going to do as we always do. We're going to read our scripture and we're going to pray and glory, hallelujah, and just tell God thank you. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Let's pray first. Father, it is in the name of Yeshua we come, the Son of the living God. We give you glory. We bless your name. And Father, we thank you for this day. For truly this day is the day that you have made. Hallelujah. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Everything we need. Hallelujah. You have provided for all this day. Let our eyes open and our ears open, and we can hear your voice and we can see the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we lay every decision that to be made today. We give it to you. We ask that you touch our hearts and our mouth, that we may speak the right words this day. We thank you for the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you have given us for this day. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for filling our mouths with words. Glory. And we ask that you, this day, we glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you with our walk. Hallelujah. We ask you, dear Father, to protect us, our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, as we go about this day, leading and guiding us, giving us the right words to say to the sinner man or person in hurt, person in doubt. Oh, Father, may the fire in our excitement, may they feel it. Hallelujah. And allow us to pray for someone. Hallelujah. And thank you that it will be heard in heaven. Oh, Father, it's all about you. Those who are going to the doctors and those who are having surgery. Oh, we thank you now, Master. Hallelujah, physician. Healer, deliverer. But you said in your scriptures that you are the God that heal your people. So we thank you for the manifestation of the healing in the lives of your people, Father God. We thank you. Those who are going to see their attorneys, God, rule and super rule. Have your way, Almighty God. Make ways out of no way. Give them favor, Almighty God. Favor with you and favor with man. Hallelujah. Let shalom flow like a river. Hallelujah. Your peace, your joy, your confidence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Leaning and depending on you. As they travel, Almighty God, grant them traveling mercy, Father. Hallelujah. Over the highways and the byways. Remember the school children, Almighty God, from the youngest to the oldest. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. We ask that you cover them and protect them. Hallelujah. Meet them, Almighty God, at their point of need. Protect them as they go to and for, and even in the classrooms, in the school. Protect them, Almighty God, every last one. Oh, perpetually, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Remember the seniors, Almighty God, who have been depending on others to care for them. Oh, God, send help from the sanctuary. Guard them and protect them. Those that are caring for them, touch their hearts and their minds. Give them a heart of love and a mind to do right. Remember the doctors and all who are in the medical field. Touch them, Almighty. Allow them to know that they made an oath. And they are responsible for what the oath that they have made. Remove their prejudices, racism, hatreds, Almighty God. And maybe they care for those who are in need of care, Almighty God, through love and through kindness. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. What a wonderful day it is. What a marvelous day it is. We thank you, Father God. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt your most holy name. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Oh, for it is good. Hallelujah. It is good. It is good. It is good for us to be here calling on your name. Oh, our hope, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Our trust, our faith looks up to thee, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, thank you for being our leaning post. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah, for choosing us. Thank you for cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Father God. Praise your name, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the God who loves your people. Hallelujah. Thank you for all that you've done and all that you have done. Thank you for the hope and the joy. Thank you for your shalom, your peace. Nothing missing and nothing is broken. You almighty God, that we step out this day in confidence, absolute confidence, resting and depending on you, almighty God, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, great God, in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Altogether lovely. Majesty on high. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great and awesome, mighty God. Sweeter than the honeycomb. Sovereign Lord, absolute power and absolute authority. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, you make ways out of no way. You, nothing is impossible for you, almighty God. We thank you. Though our mother and father forsake us, it is you who lift us up. Hallelujah. Oh, it is you who set a table before us. Oh, in the presence of our enemies. Hallelujah. Great God Almighty. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Blessings and honor and glory and power. They all belong to thee, our God and our King. Hallelujah. Our Lord, our Master. Hallelujah. Our Father. Yeah, Lord. We thank you, Father. We glorify you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you that day by day we're shaking off the old man more and more, deeper and deeper in you, almighty God. Ooh, glorious Father, the spirit man stronger and stronger. Standing taller and taller. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, recognizing that we are a spirit. Hallelujah. Housed in the body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. We thank you for how you allow us to communicate with your spirit to spirit. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us. We thank you for rebuking every hindering spirit and every demonic force. Thank you, Almighty God. Shaking off the old. Coming forth strong in you. Mighty in you, Almighty God. God, won't back up. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Stronger and stronger. Mightier and mightier. Bolder and bolder in you. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. Glory. Yes, Lord. Leaning on you. Hallelujah. Our safe place, hallelujah, a mighty fortress is our God. Oh, God, under the shadow of your wings, we take refuge. Hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. You are our battle axe. You fight our battles, and we thank you for it. Oh, God, we glorify you. We magnify you. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Your holy temples. Brighter and brighter in this earth. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Oh, peace that flows like a river. Hallelujah. love that just flowing from your throne. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Oh, able to love the unlovable. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Eyes to see and ears to hear. Hallelujah. Our Savior's voice. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. What we'll do, as we always do, we'll read our scriptures. And the scripture this morning is a little different. We're going to do it. Just listen to this one, Isaiah 40, starting at the 20th verse. He that is so impoverished that he has no obligation chooses a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretches out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the prince to naught. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth, and he shall blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal with the Holy One? I'm sorry, I have to get my glasses today. Or shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who has created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by numbers. He calleth them all by name, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40. 20 through 31. Praise the Lord. God is good. Oh, yes, he is. He is good. The Lord. Hallelujah. when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God for saving me, hallelujah, hallelujah. Psalms 1, starting at the first verse. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:14. God has given us strength and the ability to walk in this earth according to his will. So much so that he said this to King Solomon in 2 Chronicles 7:14. And don't take it lightly. We can apply these two scriptures, and we do it, and we can make a difference. We know that certain things are going to happen, but our God is good, and his word stands forever. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14 reads as follows. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence to devour, I will be getting my glasses today. Praise the Lord. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal the land. Saints of God, let's begin to do less talking and more seeking God and praying and humbling ourselves before our God. Been given instructions, and we can accomplish much more if we operate according to the will of God and his instructions. Let's not join in with the world with all the talking. Let's begin to apply this scripture and others alike, so that the world will begin to see a difference. There is power when we obey the Lord's instructions. We're stronger than, we don't have to yield to temptation of gossiping, talking and sounding like the world. We speak, and I decide, as I was complaining about my glasses, I have decided that I'm just going to speak that my eyesight has been corrected. For God is the God that heals. So I'll start this morning being more mindful of the word of God and applying his word, for his word is true, to my life. I'm just going to do it. Just somebody can call me out on it if I stumble and don't stop and make the correction. Because we need to begin not only read the word, but trust it, believe in it. If this is what God said, this is what we do. We have been given power. Jesus told us greater works we'll be able to do. So let's begin to operate. Let's begin to be imitators of God in the earth. You are his offspring. You are his child. You have the nature of God. Be an imitator of God, not of the world, so that the world will see what it's like to be loved by the Almighty God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We have the drawing power. Hallelujah. But why would they want to be like what they already are? Hallelujah. Let them see the God in you. Hallelujah. The very first time I experienced, I saw a young lady, and she was moderately dressed. She had her nails polished, her makeup on. It looked so nice. And she was a nice-looking lady, carried herself well, but everyone was saying there was something about her, something different. What is it? And sure thing, I'm saved. I love the Lord. People were just gathered all around her. This is true. God will draw people to you. Yes, he will. If we will trust him and trust his word and know that he cares and what he says is true, we don't have to be like what we're trying to take the people out of. We can be the new creation and walk in the power and authority and watch what the difference that God will make in our lives. God's way. God's will. Now our closing scripture. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I'm determined. I am determined. I am determined that God's way is right and it's good for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it is Jude 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, just have a blessed week. I thank you. I thank you for your patience with me this morning. And I pray something has been said to inspire you, to encourage you to keep on, keep the faith. be purposeful to spend time with the Lord. And as I often said, remember, everything is not about us. It's God's will, God's way, and God's time. Ask God for peace and strength while we wait on Him. Hallelujah. His will, His way, and His time. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Until we meet again, God bless you. This is Pastor Margaret Lee. Have a wonderful week. And remember, God loves you.